This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. RTD has changed its hiring practices after settling a lawsuit alleging discrimination against African American applicants. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
Shanita Taylor applied to be a bus driver for RTD and one of its contractors a few years ago. Her application was denied because of points on her driving record for violations like unsafe headlights. Her lawyers argued she got those points only because she's black. Taylor, RTD, and the contractor have since settled out of court. And RTD now says, rather than immediately rejecting some applicants, it'll do individual reviews to determine if they're suitable for the job. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The University of Colorado Boulder has received 300 doses of COVID-19 vaccines and will start distributing a third of those this week to eligible recipients. CU Vice Chancellor Jennifer McDuffie says students, faculty, and staff are not being prioritized right now.
We are still waiting on guidance around education, our educators, from the state. At CU, we do believe anyone who is in an in-person classroom setting that they are essential for our operations.
Frontline essential workers in education are eligible for vaccination in Colorado's Phase 1B, but language remains unclear whether on-campus student workers or teaching assistants are included. It is 18 degrees with the light snow in Fort Collins, and it should continue into this evening. This is CPR News.